This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So over the weekend, I've been really, really sick over the weekend, right? And the funniest thing is that, you know how everybody asks you if you need anything?
Yes.
Have you ever said yes?
No.
Me either.
No, you never say yes.
Yeah, you never say yes.
You say, hey, do you need something? You want me to bring you something? You need me to run an errand for you? Whatever. No, no, I'm good.
I'm fine. But I really needed stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody asked me if I needed stuff. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Now,
it's so sweet.
I don't know about your friends, but I know with the people that I'm around, when they say, do you need something? I think they're just doing it out of gesture. I don't think they're really going to run. For an example. If I said, yeah, I'm feeling down, and I get a phone call from one of my fat friends, PHAT, by the way, and they say, hey, you want me to go get you some chicken soup over at Lucy's Kitchen and bring it over to the house? I don't feel like they're going to do that.
See, my friends would.
Yeah, your friends
would. Yeah, they would. See, and in fact, I was even afraid they'd come over without me wanting them over.
That's you don't how, want that. You know,
to try and help.
Yeah, to try and help. You're like, huh? But anyway, so I was like, no, I don't need anything. It's super sweet that they all want it. So all I had to drink the whole weekend was I have a Krups machine. And I have, when they sent me the Krups machine years ago, I have the sample pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys, I had raspberry tea, which is gross. I had apple cider, which is horrific.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh,
though.
No. It's hot apple cider and the Krups is... No. I had every kind of coffee you can imagine. Vanilla.
Yeah.
Chocolate vanilla. All this... Every sample pack. And so I felt horrible, but I was all like strung out on caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah, they had you hyped up?
Yeah. So,
she like OD'd.
Oh, my God.
All the tea
all
caffeine.
I had... Don't ever have raspberry hot tea.
No.
Doesn't sound good.
I'm a tea expert. No. I have tea every day. I'll drink up to a gallon of tea every single day.
I know you will.
I do. And if you go out to lunch with me, I'll get 6, 8, 10 refills.
He does.
I drink it so fast. I love tea, but I can't stand anything flavored.
Oh, my God.
I don't want the raspberry.
Oh, you have to have it unsweet?
No. I put sweetener in it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about flavors. Yeah, no flavors.
Yeah, flavors. Yeah. Like a peach. You get peach.
There's a mint.
Oh, no, that's
raspberry,
nasty.
green.
Black raspberry or something like that.
And there was a green one.
Green tea.
Orange.
There's an orange mango. There's a mango tea, too, right? Yeah, I don't care for any of those.
Those were nasty.
Right, give me
I
the
drank
straight,
them all.
Yeah, give me the straight stuff.
When that's all you have.
We did the help, huh?
I drank the whole entire sample pack.
Now, are you pretty much in the tea phase where you're just craving it now? Because you started drinking it last week.
See?
2 weeks ago.
I brought a jug of it.
Yeah, you'll get hooked on that stuff.
I know. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. And I like the Krups, too, because then it's just hot water, and then I put the little whatever, the dippy things in there.
Let me give you a tip on something with the tea, being tea expert that I am, okay?
Sure. Yes.
Just be careful, because I went to the doctor, had to go to the doctor because of headaches. And, I mean, like, almost migraines. And I never get that kind of stuff. I really don't. I'm immune to most stuff. But I started getting them really bad. So I thought something within my body, something's going wrong, that it's time to get checked out. Somewhat scared. I went to the doctor, and it was the tea. Too much caffeine. I'm drinking every day.
I know.
Yeah.
I just got off the Diet Coke. You can't take away my tea.
No, all I'm saying is maybe at some point here you switch over to decaf.
No, that's just stupid.
It's going to be a hard reality.
Because that's just like bitter water. At least I get the caffeine kick.
She's getting her fix.
Oh, my God. Did you see, because I finally got to the grocery store yesterday, finally. Yes. After, by the way, let me just thank Castle Rock CryoCare, because I got an IV yesterday.
Yeah.
See, you can see the hole in my arm.
Yep.
I got an IV yesterday. It was flying through the drip. I mean, just blah, 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 because the slower your drip, the less dehydrated you are. the faster the drip, the more your body's
your
like.
Your body just, sucks it up?
Oh, my God.
Like a straw?
And you should have seen it. Drip, 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 drip.
Really?
Yes. Went through half a bag in like a minute.
But they think it's because I had decongestants all weekend.
Yeah.
And so my body's just like a damn beef jerky.
So how many bags did you go through?
Two? Yeah, I went through two.
Dang. Wow.
Big bags.
Makes you feel better, though,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And it had zinc in it and all this stuff, everything I needed.
Yeah.
So I was like, I feel good enough to go to the grocery store because I actually like rolled out of bed yesterday, took a shower. Thank God. I did it for them.
Yeah. It's a good move.
Everyone at the grocery store.
It's a good move. Everybody at Castle Rock. Oh, here. So I rolled out of bed, took a shower for them. And then I was like, I feel great. So I went to the grocery store. Did you know there's a times two caffeinated Starbucks Krupp cup?
No.
Yes.
What do you mean?
So for Krupps, the little Krupps cups or whatever, K-cups?
Yeah.
Times two caffeine. It says times two.
Oh, double shot.
Yes.
That's like espresso.
Yes. I never even knew they had that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought of you. I was like, oh, you would like that.
That's almost that makes Starbucks almost like your dealer.
I know. And then I was like, do they have times two at the actual Starbucks?
I don't know. I don't go to Starbucks.
I think you can get a double espresso shot, which would be the equivalent.
An espresso because it said medium brew.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't say like it would have said espresso.
Now you're talking double shot as far as caffeine goes with coffee. Espresso is obviously very strong.
Yeah. No, this is medium.
Which I love.
This is medium brew.
I don't know.
I don't know if they do. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
They've got to have it if they're selling it at the stores. Yeah, you got to be serving it at your restaurant.
Brew, I mean, your times two.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought, wow. Do you have a Krupps thing?
I do. Yeah. I don't use it though.
I know. You never talk.
No,
about
my wife uses it every day. Yeah, she has her own coffee pot. I have mine.
Wait, what?
And I only use the one I have. Well, it wasn't intended that way. It's just she likes those cups.
Yeah.
Because you get so many different flavors. And again, back to me, I don't like all the flavors. So I just go with my, Folgers or whatever.
That's so funny because
Sanka
out at the cabin, they left me their old Mr. Coffee pot.
Yeah.
And they left me filters and Folgers. I was staring at it like how do I do this? I have no idea how to make this.
I buy, and it's a little bit more expensive, but I go buy the Dunkin' Donuts coffee that you get at Costco.
Oh, they have K-Cups too.
I went to Costco over the weekend, so I loaded up on coffee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was at Costco. I love Costco.
I know. I can't believe you went on a weekend.
Yeah, you're going on Saturdays.
That's crazy.
Guess how much I spent at Costco Saturday.
Well, I think you took your kid.
I did. Yeah. I did. So you got to weigh that into the equation that my kid went and I paid for everybody. So,
and he lives in his own apartment. So everybody just.
You're buying.
$600.
I'm going $550.
Nice.
You're very close.
What'd you spend?
$634.
Whoa!
Jamie's all over it. She knows Costco. Ever since I got her that card,
I know.
She's an expert.
By the way,
you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
I love Costco.
I know.
You know, I can go in there and there's very few items I'll get, but I just love to walk around the place.
Well, and I bought more stock in them too because I was like, that's the last brick and mortar where people still love to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because people really do.
And it's so packed. Every Saturday, it is so packed.
Well, because everybody goes there for a meal.
Yeah, how many samples did you get on Saturday?
I only had, I had one of the worst Cheetos I've ever had in my life. They were doing Cheeto samples.
What kind of
Cheeto samples?
It was one of those.
How can you get a bad Cheeto?
It was one of those. Listen.
We're asking ourselves, how can a man get a bad Cheeto?
Because
was it like an off-brand?
You have certain. Yeah, it was. Yeah. You have certain companies out.
It was Cheetos.
You have certain companies out there that think that it's just imperative that we make everything, no matter what the snack is, healthy in some way. So this Cheeto was baked.
You had a baked
Cheeto. With fake cheese dust on it. It was awful.
Keto friendly.
I felt like throwing it back at the lady. I would have if she hadn't have been 92 years old. But it was awful.
I'm going to give you a hint from my son, okay? Here's how my son plays the sample people, okay? What you do is you take a baseball cap and you also take a ski cap.
He's got different disguises.
Well, I didn't need a disguise for the Cheetos because I wasn't going back.
I know, but if you're 13, what you do is you take a ski cap and you take a baseball cap and you find the samples you like and then you just change your hat.
It was Let me give you one more sample that doesn't need to be in the aisles of Costco.
Okay.
Salmon.
Yeah.
You don't need to do salmon.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird.
There's too many other things out there that you can do a sample of instead of fish.
Especially in a little cup.
That's like giving a sample of sushi.
Yeah.
It was on like a wheat thin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's like, it didn't look right. You know, you don't flay a fish out there in the middle of the aisle.
That's so nasty.
It's just, yeah.
But have you ever been there when the samples are waiting for them to be done? Like they're still cooking?
Yeah.
And the like old lady's all pissed off that they don't have them available right now.
Right.
Oh my God, let him cook.
You've got a line of like six people just waiting for this little morsel bite.
Clamoring.
Whatever is having to bake or whatever.
It's true.
It's like, move on.
They're in a line for a meatball.
Go get
it's a tiny meatball.
Go to the concession stand. Get the all beef hot dog, man.
I know.
Just skip this.
Exactly. Just fill up. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.